Hello and welcome to Trauma 101. I am Dr. Dennis Huffington, the founder and executive director of Care Classroom and the creator of Trauma 101. I hope that you find the information provided to be helpful, impactful, and empowering for you. Trauma-informed frameworks are intended to guide schools toward becoming trauma-informed. But there is no one-size-fits-all approach or prescriptive program. While each framework or model may use its own language to describe its approach, the various models and frameworks for a trauma-informed approach to education share common themes, principles, and elements. This text identifies six common elements throughout the continuum of trauma-informed approaches, frameworks, and models. In the models and frameworks presented in the text, collaboration among staff, families, communities, and other stakeholders is presented in each. Washington's Compassionate Schools Initiative identifies a compassionate school as one that provides access, voice, and ownership for staff, students, and community. Collaborating with the community builds partnerships and creates access to resources for students, staff, and families. According to Moran, collaboration is an element of professional orientation in school leaders that builds trust from teachers and the public. Collaboration also boosts the performance of underperforming teachers and brings them into alignment with professional standards. The STRIVE framework calls for coaching and consultation throughout implementation of the framework. Collaboration in the policymaking process, including the revision of discipline processes and development of school-wide systems, empowers those involved. Collaboration also provides assistance and support in areas such as mental health, where educators or families may not be proficient. The flexible framework outlines the role of mental health professionals and how they can provide assistance to schools. The emotional wellness of both students and those who serve them is a common theme in the models presented in the text. Trauma-informed approaches to education address the emotional needs of students subjected to trauma and the effects of vicarious or secondary traumatic stress on educators. Students are taught strategies to identify, label, and regulate their emotions, while educators are taught strategies to mitigate the physical and emotional effects of working in a helping profession. Creating a safe physical environment is also attributed to enhancing emotional wellness. Principal C of the National Center for Safe and Supporting Learning Environments states that trauma-sensitive schools ensure emotional and physical safety for all. The STRIVE framework calls for intentional teaching of methods to handle emotions such as self-regulation. The flexible framework identifies staff training on building relationships with children impacted by trauma and methods for teaching children self-regulation. Teacher views on behavior and discipline must be aligned to a trauma-informed approach. Developing a trauma-informed lens regarding discipline requires teachers to question their belief systems and work to embody dispositions and attitudes related to trauma-informed care. This will require an understanding of the effects of trauma on behavior and the ability to learn. Trauma-informed schools may require revision of discipline policies and development of academic and non-academic programs that incorporate choice for students. The STRIVE framework provides strategies and interventions that teachers can use in the classroom for behavioral challenges and pushes for teachers to avoid a power-control relationship with students. Washington Compassionate Schools Initiative calls for discipline policies that utilize restorative practices. Trauma-informed approaches to education call for professional development in the types of trauma, the identification of trauma, and methods for addressing trauma. Professional development in trauma-informed models and frameworks requires staff to fully understand how trauma affects the development of children and their learning. Professional development programs prepare teachers to implement the academic and non-academic trauma-informed approaches, as well as self-care and emotional wellness principles. With the majority of teachers identifying as non-Hispanic white and a school-age population becoming increasingly non-white, cultural competence and responsiveness among educators is critical. A focus on culture and climate in the school and community is the first principle of 10 principles of a compassionate school. Culturally responsive education is linked to increased engagement and improved teacher-student relationships. In a trauma-informed approach, culturally responsive and competent academic and non-academic programs create opportunities for students to develop a self-identity and self-concept through academic engagement. At the core of trauma-informed approaches to education is a notion that relationships between teachers and students can be healing. Educators in trauma-informed or sensitive schools foster positive relationships with students and families. Students who are subjected to trauma may exhibit behaviors that foster challenging relationships with teachers. Trauma-informed schools emphasize the effect of positive relationships and the need for interventions to foster such relationships. Thank you for taking the time to become trauma-informed. You will make a difference. Be sure to check out all the Trauma 101 modules and visit our website at www.careclassroom.org. Join the Care Classroom community on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Care Classroom. Take care.